As forex traders, you need to understand the difference between leverage, margin, and risk. So let's talk about that right now. Hi, forex traders. It's Andrew Mitchum here, the forex trading coach. And in today's video and podcast, I'm going to be answering a question that I've had emailed through to me from Tom. And he said, hey, Andrew, can you explain about leverage and margin and risk and how it affects us as forex traders? And so if you have any questions that you would like me to answer along those type of lines, any topics that you have, please do send me an email and I'll do my best to answer those for you on future videos and podcasts. So let's talk about leverage to start with. Leverage really is how much of your broker's money you can use. And brokers can vary between 10 to 1, 50 to 1, 100 to 1, right up to about 400 to 1 leverage. Personally, I've always used 100 to 1. Now, I know that if you're in the US, of course, you do have some restrictions. But really, leverage isn't so much an issue if you have sensible, low-risk, controlled trading approach. If you have ridiculously high risk, then leverage does become an issue, and having a low leverage, such as what you can have in the US, does become more of an issue. But really, the way that I trade, which is as a business and to treat trading seriously, low risk, 100 to 1 leverage is absolutely ample. The second thing, margin. Really, what margin is how much money is available in your account. So money that's not currently tied up in any open trades. How much do you have left there to trade with? And you don't ever need to get to a situation where you have a margin call. And that's when you don't have enough money left in your account to cover your open positions, and your broker will close all your positions, and generally that's the end of your account. Now, you really should never, ever get to that situation. Again, if you do, it means that you're just gambling with your trading. The third item is risk. And that's really one thing that you can control yourself. And it is a personal type of thing, but it is really important to understand risk properly. Now, with the way that I personally trade and the way that I teach people to trade is I risk no more than half of 1% of my account on any one trade. Now, that doesn't matter what the time frame of the chart is, what day of the week it is, what the currency pair is, whether I'm buying or selling or a pending order or market order. It doesn't matter. 0.5% is the maximum that I would trade on any one trade. Sometimes it's 0.25%, but if 1% is what you're comfortable with, then use 1%. But personally, I think 0.5% is plenty. And what that does is it helps you to take trades on any time frame chart, and it also helps to keep your emotions under control within your trading, because you know the very worst you can do is lose half of 1%. So it means that if trades happen to stay on while you go to work or while you're sleeping or while you're away from your computer, that doesn't really matter because you have your stop loss in place and you know that X number of dollars or pounds or yen, whatever it is that's in your account, is the very the most that you can lose if that trade gets stopped out. Now, I've just come off a Skype call with a guy in Perth, and I've just explained risk to him as well. Because to start with, we were talking about pips, and I was explaining why to me pips are not really that important. And I'll give you the same scenario as I gave him just a few minutes ago. Let's say you took 4 trades on the 15-minute charts, for instance, and all 4 were profitable. And they all made, let's say, 15 pips each. That's fantastic. You know, you've just made yourself 60 pips. Let's say you also took another trade. So your 5th trade was taken on the 4-hour charts or the daily charts. Doesn't really matter. But a longer time frame chart that generally has a bigger stop loss. Let's say that that trade had a 70 pip stop loss and it got stopped out. So here you are on one hand with 4 trades all profitable, they made really good money, and you have one trade that got stopped out and you lost on that. So you've made 60 pips and lost 70. You're negative 10 pips. So if you start trading with X amount of dollars per pip and you trade that way, which is the traditional way that most people trade, you're now minus 10 pips or however many dollars that equates to. Whereas if you had control risk on each one of those trades, let's say they all had the same risk to reward margin or return. Let's say for the sake of ease of numbers, they were all 2-to-1 trade. You've now got 4 profitable trades making 2-to-1, and you've got 1 losing trade losing 1 part. So now you're in huge profit because you've got away from the mentality of pips and you're looking at return per trade and control risk. So that's a really important aspect of risk there to understand. The other thing quickly to mention is that I personally had a really good month, and a lot of my clients have had a really good month of October. And with my personal account, I'm up 8.5% for the month, so very happy with that return with, again, low risk. And lastly, don't forget that the US clocks change this weekend, and so the daily charts still remain at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but for those of us not in the US, it means that your daily charts and your 4-hourly charts, etc., everything will now open and close, so the new day opens 1 hour later than what it has done recently. So just bear that in mind if you're trading on daily charts. The start of the week is 1 hour delayed for those of us outside of the US. So I hope you got some really good benefit and really good information from this webinar. My name's Andrew Mitchum from The Forex Trading Coach. Have a fantastic weekend. I look forward to talking to you this time next week.